今天为大家带来的是一首比较小众、具有明显乡村风格的爱情小清新作品。各位好，欢迎收听本期可可听歌学英语，我是琳达。Marta 的 I Need a Love Story 这首歌由明月潮声点播推荐。我需要一个爱情故事，这是少女对浪漫爱情的幻想。歌词里面描写了一场也许永远也不会发生的美丽邂逅。好，一起来听 I Need a Love Story。
Spill some coffee on your shirt, forget about it, talk for hours, life's so hard it makes it hard. And when I start to fall for you, confetti will be in the air. I know this ain't reality, and this is all in my head. Wish I had another face, I just need a love story. Cause I'm crying now.Can't find somebody else. I know it ain't like the movies now. Won't meet you when I go to Paris. I know. Yeah, I need a love story. I wanna believe that time really heals, cause I honestly hate how this feels.
音乐之后欢迎回来，再次感谢我们的明月潮声同学推荐这一首 I Need a Love Story。 如果大家喜欢这首歌，下载链接的文本的最下方。好，接下来要分享一个歌词里面出现的单词，大家猜是哪一个？ Spill S-P-I-L-L。 首先注意一点呢， Spill 它的读音，看一下音标，它是短元音的 E 音啊。 Spill S-P-I-L-L，它不是长元音的 e 哦，它不是 spill， 它是 spell。 好，这个单词它作为动词表示溢出、涌出、蜂拥而出。比如说，成千上万加仑的原油泄漏，流进了大海。 Thousands of gallons of crude oil were spilled into the ocean。 注意一下例句当出现这个加仑 gallon， 它是一个液体的体积单位，大约是等于 3.78 升。Thousands of gallons of crude oil were spilled into the ocean. 男孩的眼泪开始夺眶而出。Tears began to spill out of the boy's eyes. 从这个眼睛里面涌出来呀，有一种喷涌的感觉。门开了，人们涌上街道。The doors opened and people spilled into the street. 好，我们接下来重点看一下动词词组 spill out, spill out, spill out. 这个动词词组它是表示倾诉、倾诉或者涌出的意思啊。比如，他是不是又向你诉苦了？Has she been spilling out of her troubles to you again? 她是不是又向你诉苦了? Has she been spilling out her troubles to you again? 她一开口就滔滔不绝。When he started to speak, the words just spilled out. Spill out, 倾诉涌出。Spill 作为动词，其实还可以作为名词来使用啊。作为名词的时候，它是表示溢出的量或者溢出物。比如说，许多海鸟死于这次石油泄漏。Many seabirds died as a result of the oil spill. Oil spill, 溢出的石油。I wiped up the coffee spills on the table. 我把洒在桌上的这个咖啡给擦干净。I wiped up the coffee spills on the table. 溢出的油对野生动物来说可能是毁灭性的。An oil spill could be devastating for wildlife. Oil spill 刚刚已经出现了。好，接下来看两个关于这个 spill 的词组啊。第一个 spill the beans, spill the beans 表示泄露秘密，说漏嘴。如果你看见你朋友的男朋友跟别的女生在一起，你会告密吗？ When you see your friend's guy with another girl, do you spill the beans? When you see your friend's guy with another girl, do you spill the beans? And when I start puffing confetti, 再来看最后一个短语啊， cry over spilled milk。这个地方要顺便讲一下 spill 作为动词的时候啊，它有两种过去式和过去分词。第一个就是直接加 ed， 过去式或者过去分词都是直接加 ed。 那还有一个就是特殊形式，把它变成 spilt， spilt， spilt。 所以下面这个单语 cry over spilled milk， 这个地方它是一个过去分词啊，表示被倒出来的、被洒出的牛奶。 cry over，对着这个洒到地上的牛奶在那边哭泣，这个短语它的意思就是做于事无补的担忧。听两个例句啊，常言道覆水难收，后悔也于事无补。 As the saying goes, it's no use crying over spilled milk. 注意一下 no use doing something， 它是一种固定的搭配。 No use doing something 就是做什么事情也是没用的。下一句，Don't cry over spilled milk, or your lost pen. You'd better buy a new one. 不要为丢掉的钢笔难过了，你最好就再买一支新的嘛。Don't cry over spilled milk, or your lost pen. You'd better buy a new one. Hope I can find somebody else. I know it ain't. 好了，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了，非常感谢您的收听和陪伴。我是 Linda， 如果您喜欢我可以关注我。 Love you guys， 下期见咯。